fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Thursday, the 31st day of March, year of our Lord, 2022, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin with the pledge, and this morning we got Kirk, who's volunteered to do the pledge. So everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Kirk.
Okay, thanks, John. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Thank you very much. Well done, Kirk. The prayer tip today is to secure a 2-year supply of food. Be sure to include lots of spices and also at least 25 pounds of sea salt. Listen carefully. Human beings cannot live without salt. Many family fortunes, I know locally here, the Daniel Boone family got to the salt first in St. Charles County. It was called a salt lick, and there's still a road named after that, Boone's Lick Road. It helped establish the Boone family fortune, was getting to the salt first and being able to control it. All right, we do have patient waiting, my friend Kirk. Kirk is the proprietor of Water Revolution Manufacturing and a complete line of water filters, including the one we talk about the most, the ReadyPure Countertop Gravity Feed Water Filter. Good morning, Kirk.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well.
All right. Well, spring is late in coming here in South Central Missouri. It is spring. The tree frogs are out, the flowers are blooming, the animals are getting more active, but we're still getting overnight lows, not much above freezing, and a lot of rain, which is expected this time of year. I'll take rain over snow any time, won't you, Kirk?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're starting to get some now, in fact.
Yes, absolutely. Well, Kirk, big topic for most families in this country. I would say at least half the families, maybe 3/4 of families, is the price of food, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's becoming astronomical. And, of course, they're adding the shortages on top of that. We're seeing the many staples being recalled. You know, I have a scenario that I think is happening there. But in any event, we see things like the pancake mix and other things, you know, being taken off the shelves and, you know, it disappears to who knows where. And then we've got the whole epidemic, you know, supposedly going on with the poultry, which is a huge issue. Now, they're predicting that the price of eggs is going to literally double in the next month or two. So that's something to keep in mind. You know, if there ever was a great time to start thinking about raising chickens, this may be it. If you can afford, you know, to get the chicks, you know, wait a little while for their delivery. And then they take, I think, about 4 months before you can actually get eggs, you know, from them. But it's interesting. It's easier to do that in the warm weather than it is in the cold weather, you know, raise them from chicks. And it's just something to think about. I mean, for those that can, you know, that have the space to do it.
Right, right. Well, my plan is to get a good quality outdoor storage building and reconfigure it to be a really good quality chicken coop.
Yeah, it's a great idea.
With lights and heat and good ventilation, nice and tight, where I can see it out one of my windows so that if there's any reason I need to look out a window and see it, I can see it without any trouble at all. A few chickens is not a big deal. Probably six or eight. I doubt I would need more than eight chickens.
Do you have standing timber?
Oh, yes.
Huh, you could get a mill over there.
Oh, yeah. My 3 acres of America that I own has a beautiful forest of mature hardwood trees.
Nice.
I really don't have a lawn, which is fine with me. I may have one tenth of an acre of grass to be cut. A forest is my idea of a backyard, where all I got to do is burn it off once a year, and it'll be beautiful.
Yep, that's right.
And that's what we do in the Ozarks. We burn off these fields, and I haven't done it that much, but when I have, the field comes back that spring greener and more lush than I've ever seen it. It's amazing how burning off a field can really help it come back better than ever.
Yeah, that ash, I guess, is good, huh?
I guess it is. Well, the war in Ukraine doesn't seem to be taking up so much time in the media at the moment, does it?
No, it's interesting. I don't know what to make of it. I mean, back to the standard, you know, thinking is, you know, prepare while you can, because prices are only going to rise, you know, in all respects. We're getting a lot more interest in the simple pump unit because people are concerned about being able to have, you know, water from their well should the electric shut down. I think that's a real issue. I know we had put ours off for a long time and actually made it all happen last year. I'm glad that we did. And then also two other things too. Big increase in people inquiring about whole house filtration. And we've got, you know, standard and very inexpensive solutions there. And then also we've had a big interest lately in many of our practices and things that we support, our natural health practices. More and more folks are interested in dispensing water out of their practice. It really is a very, very good business. You can get upwards of $2 to $3 a gallon for the alkaline antioxidant water that our non-electric technology produces. And it really is a very super hydrating water that proves to be great for the body.
Well, healthy water is one of the foundations of having a healthy life, isn't it?
It is, and a lot of the health food stores, you know, sell versions of it, many of which are made with those electronic, chamber units, which wind up, you know, creating either a very strong alkaline water, which I don't think is very good for you. But in any event, the process is not natural. The way we do it with the media that we pioneered in 2011, it really creates a nice, super hydrating water that's not crazy high, you know, in alkalinity. And it really, really works well for the body. It's almost like getting a super energized mineral water, you know, from the Adirondacks in New York or some of the other mountain runoffs that we see throughout the country and throughout the world.
That's right. That's right. Well, if you've got a question or comment, we got open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. You can call us at 512-248-8252. Getting back to food, the food will still be available for the most part. There'll be, here's what we're looking at right now. Dramatic increases in food and some food not being available. That's just going to accelerate as the year moves forward, isn't it?
Well, I think so. And I think, you know, you're looking at other issues too. You know, the replenishment, you know, with the new crop is going to be difficult too, with the price of the fertilizer and the pesticide, you know, going up as it is. That's going to prove to be a huge issue as well. And then there's talk of, you know, sun, solar minimum, sunspot, you know, all this stuff. I'm not sure how that plays in. I don't know that I'm a big believer in some of that stuff. But in any event, I mean, everybody can certainly have their own opinion. I think that all of these things point to the fact that we need to become as prepared as possible in all the ways that we can. And it's like A.L. Williams said, you know, all you can do is all you can do, but all you can do is enough. Well, I would strive and find ways to do more than you think you have to, simply because there's going to be people around you that you love and care about. And if you have the means, you know, to help them, that would be a good thing, because nobody can weather what's coming, you know, all by themselves. So this is the time to, you know, really draw the family and neighbors close.
Absolutely. It's time for families to come together, neighbors to come together, churches to come together, coworkers, whatever your team would be. It's time for that team to really be consolidated, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I tell you, you know, I read an article that Dave Hodges wrote, I think it was yesterday, you know, talking about how he's done a lot of looking and studying into the JFK assassination, you know, his whole life. And I guess he had occasion to be there in Dallas recently at an event. And he said he visited Dealey Plaza again. And while he was there, you know, he couldn't help but experiencing a really overwhelming, you know, sense of evil. You know, and I've experienced that before in different parts of the country that I've been to that have that type of a history. It's very interesting. And he thinks that that it's a foreshadowing, you know, of what we're going to see happen here in the next few months. And I don't doubt it. I mean, I believe what he's saying, you know, in this instance, for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, as these things move forward, people, I think, need to be looking at, well, let's talk, you and I, a little bit about how families can save money. Because that's going to be really, really important. We may touch on some things that folks may not think about. It would be discretionary spending. Some things people may not think of discretionary spending, but at the top of the list, I would put cable and satellite TV, wouldn't you?
Yeah, no question. And a lot of it is junk and garbage that you don't need to be watching anyway. You know, I like the TCM channel, which comes with the basic, you know, inexpensive cable package for most folks. And just keep watching those older movies. reading is better than watching TV, but sometimes, you know, you're just in the mood, you know, for a movie.
Back in the mid-80s, I had a real estate business in addition to doing investigations. And I owned 57 rental units. About half of them were single-family homes. The rest were multi-families. I had every month there'd be two or three renters who said, "Oh, John, I'm going to be late on." And I went to collect the rent in person, by the way. I didn't have mail-in checks. So I wanted to see the condition of my property I owned. So I stepped into the living room and maybe the kitchen. "John, I'll be late for a couple of weeks." And the person telling me this had alcoholic beverages on the table, tobacco products on the table, and cable TV. While myself, driving my first Lincoln Town car, owning well more than $1 million worth of real estate, I didn't have cable TV. So I thought that was rather ironic. But the cable satellite TV is optional. It's not mandatory. You can actually get broadcast television in most areas at no charge, which has the usual TV stations we grew up with. Internet access is another optional thing. You can get free internet access at pretty much every public library in the United States. Is it handy? No. Is it convenient? No. But you can do it and save that money. Of course you can.
Yeah, the only reason that we don't, you know, that we still have the satellite is that we can't get, you know, we don't have high-speed internet access in our main residence. In fact, the building that I use for a studio is a building that we purchased several years ago. It's a mile and a half down the road closer to the village because that's where, you know, the Comcast cable ends. And then there's a stretch of about 10 miles on the scenic highway that we live on that doesn't have any cable whatsoever. And the phone lines are so old that they won't carry the internet signal very well. So we're left with one option, and that's the cell phone, you know, connection. And that's been terrible the last year. They're claiming they're updating the tower with more control technology, no doubt. And that signal's been terrible. So it's just been a kind of an issue for us. But the satellite's not bad, you know, if you keep it at the lower number. When you get into the premium channels, that's when they really jack you, you know, for the premium channels and the sports. But if we had high-speed cable, I wouldn't even have, you know, satellite or cable because you can get it all, you know, through the internet service, which is typically a better deal anyway.
Well, let's talk about some more things people can save money on. Buying food in bulk, if you got it, assuming you can eat it quicker than it would go bad, would be a good thing. Resealable storage containers for the open containers of food rather than throwing food away would be another way. Clothes is an area where people can save a lot of money. The resale shops have frequently, depending on where you are, frequently have good quality clothes at deep discounts. I know in metropolitan areas there's some upscale resale shops that have really high quality clothing at a really good price, and so people need to be looking into that instead of buying new, don't you think,
Kurt? Yeah, no question. I mean, we've been, you know, customers of the thrift stores locally, you know, our whole life. And, you know, we've gotten things there. We've brought clothing there that, you know, the children have outgrown. It's been a great thing for us. And a lot of times you can find really great bargains, perfectly good quality, certainly work clothes, you know, for stuff that you'd use for chores and things outside. It's a great option. And I don't know how families can do, you know, families with small children at this point, I really don't know how they're going to get by. I mean, in the coming months and years, you know, with the food shortages, the insane prices. I mean, we talked about last week how a 2x4 8-footer was $8, you know, at Lowe's. It still is. It's $50 for a sheet of OSB. When I built my house in 2001, there were 5 units of half-inch OSB between the exterior walls and other areas of my house. This is the half-inch stuff, you know, a little less than a half-inch. It was $4 a sheet. That same sheet, now here 20 years ahead, is $50. So it went from $4 to $50. I don't know what percentage that is, but it's an awful lot. And so I don't know how people can do it, you know, in this day and age. It's just crazy. I think the building would really slow down at some point.
Well, I don't know how it slowed down, but new home construction is a big chunk of our economy, isn't it?
Well, sure, and it employs a lot of people. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, I thank God every day that we live in a rural area and we're able to self-sustain, you know, a little bit more, you know, beyond the norm.
Absolutely.
And very, very important, you know, for those that are still debating whether or not they should move away from the densely populated areas. I think now is the time certainly to do that.
Right, right. Well, owning a motor vehicle is very expensive, and I am an AMSOIL dealer. Now, regular petroleum motor oil needs to be changed every 3,000 to 5,000 miles at the most. The AMSOIL that I offer for sale is 25,000 miles. So yes, it's quite expensive up front, $7 or $8 a quart, maybe more. But that's where you save your money, is by not only having to change your oil every 25,000 miles instead of every 3,000 to 5,000 miles. That's a massive savings, isn't it, Kurt?
And that's available on your website, John.
That's right, right under products.
Does it come only in quarts, or does it come in like a larger container?
Gallons, yeah. You can get quarts and gallons. And,
I see.
Yes, yes.
And it's also good for diesel engines?
Yes. It's a complete line of a lot of their businesses are, quite frankly, commercial use for the heavy industry trucks and so forth. We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Water Revolution, manufacturing the high-quality, ready-pure countertop water filter. You need one for every two adults, one for every three children, and maybe one held in reserve, unopened, for a high-quality barter item. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, there is no better way to be prepared than to make sure that you have access to strong, potable water. And our Water Revolution Ready Pure unit is the best unit out there, in my opinion. It's military-grade stainless steel. It has a solid billet stainless steel spout, which is a huge contrast to many of the plastic ones out there. And our gravity-fed filter is second to none. It's very fine porcelain ceramic, which surrounds a special infill media. And the advantage of this cartridge over others is that it not only will reduce all the biological contamination down to nil percentages, it also will reduce and remove a lot of the chemical contaminants that are in the water. Not all of them, but most of them. And next to a reverse osmosis, which is quite a bit more money, it really is the best unit out there. Now, you know, speaking about the RO, we're getting ready this next week to do our spring sale, which we do every year. This year, we're going to focus on preparedness. both with the Ready Pure unit. We've got some videos that we're producing. You'll be able to see those on the website, which you can link to through John, the Liberty Man website. And then also, we've got a unit called the Alka Purity Ultra UV, which is a fairly expensive drinking water system, but it is absolutely phenomenal at making sure that you've got the healthiest, you know, purest water possible, as well as several ways to reduce all of the contamination that's in there, plus that UV light on top of that. That's a stainless steel UV light chamber that's added to that build. We're getting ready to give a $300 discount on that unit. So check out the website. You know, John, getting back to the Home Depot prices, this is interesting. I'm looking now at the Home Depot website today, and they're talking about a 2x4, 8-footer. This is a Douglas fir, like a grade. It's a grade one. It doesn't have any knots in it. But it's a 2x4, 8-footer, Douglas fir. Now, when I started building back in Long Island 30 years ago, this is the only wood that we used for framing. The only time we ever used pine was for trim and for bracing. We never built anything with pine, okay? And it's now $32 for a 2x4x8 fir board. And if you want to get a maple 2x4x8, it's $107 for one Amazing. Piece of lumber.
Amazing. Well, getting back to saving money automotive-wise, tires. It's been about since the mid-80s. I think around 1983, 84, I started using Michelin tires exclusively. The difference between the no brand, I never heard of it, tire, and the tires that Rockefeller would buy is maybe $20 to $25 a tire, which would be Michelin's. The highest quality tires that you can buy, they last the longest. You look at the price and say, oh, the Michelin costs more than whatever a tire, Goodyear or whatever it might be. Yes, they are more expensive. Not a whole lot. Then you start looking at the miles they're rated for. That's where you figure out, oh, I can drive on this Michelin twice as far as the other brand while not spending much more money on the tire itself. Plus, they have a self-sealing feature. They're steel-belted radios. If I notice that Michelin is losing some air, I know immediately that there's a nail or a screw in there that is causing a slow leak that's been sealed up mostly and has a real slow leak that I need to get it to the tire store and have that repaired. My Michelin's never let me down. They simply don't. So that's another way to save money, is to get spend just slightly more money to get the Michelins while you save money in the long run by not getting the cheap tires. Right, Kirk?
Absolutely. We've only bought Michelin for our vehicles, like you, exclusively for the last 10 or 15 years. I found on my vehicles, you know, we have both an older Audi and also a big, you know, diesel truck. I think they last twice as long as anything else on the market.
Oh, yes. And, of course, you need to keep them properly inflated. Make sure that the tire, the wheels are properly balanced and in proper alignment. Just pay attention to the wear pattern. The tire should be wearing evenly from left to right. Not, they shouldn't be wearing out on the sides or in the middle more than they are in any other place on the tire. It's another maintenance thing. Deferred maintenance on a motor vehicle ends up costing you more money in the end, always, doesn't it, Kirk?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a shocking thing, you know, when you don't do the regular oil changes and you know, take care of just the basics. You know, even cleaning off the engine, it can, you know, junk gets in there and, you know, it can screw up, you know, pulleys, belts, you know, the way the engine needs to breathe, all these different things. You know, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Absolutely.
Maybe 5 pounds of cure when it comes to the car.
And here's our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. There's a lot there. We've made some changes to make the website more easily negotiable, to navigate, I should say, and you'll find those changes helpful. Today is the last day that the mosquito net mask will be for sale. We're pulling that tonight or tomorrow morning. My friend Tim Spencer, he's been manufacturing these. He has three lovely Filipino ladies in Salem, Missouri, making these mosquito net masks for the past 2 years. And today is it, a 50% discount if you want to get your mosquito net mask. There's enough fabric there because of the way they're made that you can cover your entire face, your eyes, nose, and mouth. It's really fun to do that and see the reaction of people. But today is it. Today is the day, the last day that you can get a mosquito net mask for, on my website. They'll be off there tomorrow. And, of course, energy cleaners. Tom Berry will be with us at the bottom of hour three. We'll be getting an update on energy cleaners. In the meantime, if you already have one, check out the Micro Plush Throws. They're cozy and warm and elegant, and you really like them. You can put them on your bed, on your recliner, on your car seat, and get that signal as much as possible. Only $75 shipping included. You can place your order for your Micro Plus Throw at my website at thelibertyman.com. They come in two colors, gray and taupe, which is light brown. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. Visiting with Kirk, the proprietor of Water Revolution. And Kirk, there's a very nice $100 discount on each piece of equipment, isn't there, sir?
There is. And some of the equipment, you know, it's even more. As I mentioned, we're doing this sale on our top-of-the-line AlkaPurity UV unit next week, $300 savings there. There's a $100 savings on each ReadyPure unit offered. Those are shipping out of here on a daily basis. Also, we've got some phenomenal whole home and also commercial pieces of equipment that we manufacture for people that have got businesses that want to be able to dispense the purified energized water directly from their business. These commercial systems are both RO-based and provide the alkaline antioxidant water. Again, this is a non-electric media-driven technology, which is quite different than the electric electrolysis chamber units that we've seen, you know, that sit on the counter that are another electrical appliance. These systems are all built in, and we have a lot of health professionals that are using those systems. John, I noticed one thing in the news this week. They're starting to pick up again now on this whole Hunter Biden laptop issue. What do you make of that? Do you think they're getting ready to actually do something there?
I see two possibilities, not three. One is they're preparing the American public for Biden to be leaving office.
Right.
The other is they're laying the stage to make the whole thing go away. Right now it's so big they can't ignore it.
I see.
Which I think is the less likely of the two. I look at this as the beginning of the end for the Biden regime. That's how I look at it. What how about yourself, Kirk?
Well, I think the whole thing is pretty disgusting. Quite frankly, the drug abuse and the issues there, to me, are the lesser issue. The corruption, you know, involved. I mean, basically, this whole Ukrainian thing over the last 10 years has been kind of a clearinghouse for illegal activities. They've got, you know, Nazi-run folks there that were installed, you know, by the U.S. So we're supporting them. We're helping them. I heard the other day that this guy, what's his name? Who's the president of
Zelensky.
Zelensky. Zelensky. I get confused with the Russian. Anyway, Zelensky's got a $6 million property in Florida that he owns. Maybe it's more than that. I mean, the whole thing is just bizarre, you know, and it's time for that to end. I mean, you know, the whole reason that this country has been supported has been so that they had a place to do all their shenanigans that were away, you know, from the United States, yet still protected. And it has, you know, the added bonus of continuing to antagonize, you know, the Russians so that they can continue to make that a story, you know, good versus bad, that whole deal. You know, they get people thinking on different issues and it keeps everybody separated and all the tensions high. And they need that so they can, you know, further their agenda, basically their agenda of destruction. And I think it's time for this to end. And you know, it could easily end if folks got together and said, look, we're not going to support this anymore. And the tide shifted that way. I think it would be over. You know, they wouldn't be able to mask and hide it. We've got to stop this thing before it gets out of hand. And it's getting out of hand.
It is getting out of hand. Well, getting back to family saving money, haircuts. First time I ever sat in a barber chair was when I was in basic training in the Army. My father cut my hair from the time I was a child until I went into the Army. Beginning about age 12 or maybe 14, I cut his hair. The family had one of these home barber kits with all the different attachments to cut it at different lengths, electric clipper. At my local barber shop, it's $14 for a haircut, and I know some shops charge considerably more than that. Because I use an energy cleaner, I have to get a haircut every 2 weeks if I don't want to look shaggy. So if I was cutting my own hair, that would be $28 a month savings right there for one person. So if you got three or four men in the family, that adds up to a lot of money really quick, doesn't it?
It does. I wouldn't know much about that. I haven't had a haircut in about 30 years, but uh-huh. I have a completely bald shaven head. But, you know, Kathy continues to go, you know, to the beauty parlor probably every 3 months or every 2 months. And it's, you know, it's her pleasure, you know, to do this. The one thing that she does, and, you know, it's expensive. It's not $15, I can tell you that. It's $15 to drive there. But anyway, you're absolutely right. I mean, you know, a lot of our children, you know, didn't really start having haircuts from a barber, gosh, until they were 12 or 13. You know, prior to that, you know, we did all the haircuts.
Right, right. Let's see. Well, I thought we had a caller, but I don't see anything here on my call list. Is Charlie from Florida there? Okay. I thought I saw Charlie from Florida flash up there, but obviously I didn't.
No, lots I'm here. Of,
yeah, he's
you
there.
Are there. Okay. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yes. Yeah, hi. Hi, Kurt. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I called in, I think, that house that you were talking about down in Florida that he supposedly has. I'm not sure he does, but I heard it was reported that it was $35 million home.
Oh, there you go. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. It's nothing cheap. And he's got another one over there in Europe that he just recently sold. Huh. But this, yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, but the thing about what's going on over there, I don't think a lot of us are being told what's really going on over there. I think it, you know, we talk a lot about this stuff. What I worry about is nuclear war over there, because I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not going to happen and this and that and the other thing. But I think that Ukraine, Zelensky, is trying to provoke it. And
no question about that.
Yeah, he's trying to provoke that. And I think it's being pushed by maybe by Soros and these people like that that are, you know, backing him and backing our government, because they want to start this, I don't know if they're pushing for this, you know, depopulation thing or agenda, what is it, 31 or 21 or whatever it is.
Right.
But yeah, yeah, I don't know. But there's a lot of stuff going on I know we don't know about. Reason I'm really calling, though, hasn't got anything to do with what's going on over there in Ukraine right now as much as it does with what's going on with our money situation. Putin is, I think we all know that Putin is, you know, going to be buying oil starting today. In rubles, and he's making the mandatory for the Europeans to pay in rubles for their oil, which is going to cause a lot of problems. But where I see it affecting us is that it's, I'm not sure, but from what I understand, he also put up gold that you could buy Russian gold, and it's cheaper than the gold that we have, that we price here. And as a matter of fact, I heard that it's just that one thing, that one stroke of a pen that he did that, is going to cause our dollar to lose almost 30% overnight.
Now, yeah, I don't
know
doubt
how true
it.
That is. Yeah. And so if we, because of the oil and because of the gold together. So, I mean, this is a major, major drop in the value of our money. I can't stress enough how important it is for people to go out and start stocking up immediately. I would.
Yes.
You know, I don't want to, you know, I tell you, I don't know how much we could take of that. You know, be honest, if our dollar did drop 30%, I don't think it would stop there. Because I think other countries would start dumping the dollar. You know, Saudi Arabia, India, China, and, you know, it could just, you know, we could see something, you know, really drastic here within the next month or so. You know, I don't know how long. It could drag on. It could drag on. But, you know, it's just like how long can a worthless, you know, dollar continue. And I've been wondering, everybody's been talking for years that it's bound to crash because it's worth nothing, basically. I don't know how much, you know, with all these other things going on in the world financial scene right now, I just personally, I don't know how much we could take, really. So we people need to start really, really thinking about buying gold, silver, and stocking up.
Absolutely. Yeah. And no question. For those that can, that's them. I mean, leaving money, you know, in dollars is a foolish move, you know, at this point, no question, you know, or the stock market. I mean, you know, none of us know exactly when that's going to, you know, fall down, but it's going to happen, you know, for sure. And you're absolutely right, you know, about the value of the dollar. I mean, I think it took gold down to 1600, did it not? 15, 16, 17, something like that. It's a big hit. And you're going to see that revealed.
It was a big hit, yeah.
Yeah. And what it's going to do is it's going to, you know, serve to expose the fact that, you know, we have a completely fiat currency. Not only that, I mean, the national debt has doubled. Hasn't it doubled, or 40%, some crazy thing like that, in just the last year or since the pandemic? So in the last 2 years, I think it's, you know, I don't think it's quite doubled, but it's like 2/3 or some crazy amount. I mean, it's just absolutely insane. It can never be paid back, you know, the way it's set up right now. And it just continues to expose the fact that, you know, there's nothing behind that, you know, behind that value, and the only reason we've been able to exist as long as we have is because of the Bretton Woods Agreement, I think it was, where a lot of the, everybody's required to accept that and use that as payment for fuel. I mean, in oil, isn't that correct? And once that goes away,
that's correct.
Yeah, once that goes away, you know, the lions are going to come out of the cages, and it's going to get dicey, you know, for sure. And what this means is that everything is going to cost a whole lot more, you know, moving forward, like what we saw another, I think a couple of hundred times. Mike said a couple of hundred times in history, we've seen, you know, countries, you know, money supply completely crash. And I, you know, we're about to be one of those. I mean, no question.
Yeah. And with all the shortages, you know, that are coming with everything from fertilizer to, you know, Biden is wanting to, I don't know if you knew this, Biden is wanting to have every chicken in the United States tested for COVID.
Nice.
I mean,
yeah.
It's insane. It's insane, you know? I mean, it's absolutely insane, because that's going to cause poultry to not become scarce in our country, too. So anything and everything that I think we're seeing Biden do is deliberate destruction for America. I'm starting to realize that now. That this thing about the oil and stopping the pipelines and all that, it's not just to cut back on, you know, carbon emissions and all that kind of crazy stuff. It's actually, I think he is behind working with China or whoever to cripple and destroy this nation. I really do believe that now, because of the stuff that's going on in the food also that's going on out there. They're stealing cropland there all over the country. We're headed for some hard times, I believe, here in the next couple of years. And it could start really soon. I mean, this thing with Russia, that starts today. That starts today. That they're imposing this on to the Europeans. So we could see stuff happen in our financial markets even today.
Yes, we could.
You know, and over the weekend.
And there was some serious manipulation going on yesterday in the stock market. I mean, we saw these, you know, minuscule peaks and dips of, you know, like $10, $20, $13. Yeah, this stuff doesn't happen, you know, that way. You know, you start to see patterns.
Yeah,
go ahead, Charlie.
No, I heard palladium, you know, the metal. I heard
right.
That took a big hit.
Well, all that stuff, the problem with a lot of these, you know, minerals and things that are used for specialized manufacturing, you know, for example, like the neon that's used in laser production, which in turn is used, you know, to make the microchips. All of these things are going to become very difficult to get. The prices have just, you know, I mean, in some cases gone up 7-8 times, you know, what they were, like what we see with the fertilizer. And this is going to really, really impede people's ability to get any kind of a low cost item, things that we depend on. And it's certainly the food is the most important. You know, you got to be able to heat your house in the winter if you live in a cold environment. You got to be able to have some kind of calories on the table, and you got to be able to have fresh, clean water every day. And without those things, you know, life becomes very, very tough. And these are Amen. Things that people have to think about. But, you know, a lot of this could go away if we just found a way, you know, to stop these criminals from doing what they're doing. And I pray every day that a way is discovered to do that, because that's the answer, you know, to a lot of this, is to just get these crooks, you know, out of this circumstance. And I don't know how to do it. And I'm not a believer, obviously, in violence, but there must be some way to do it. And I only hope that enough people wake up.
Yeah, you know, here's our passed this $5 trillion, you know, stimulus package up there, both parties.
Here's our break. Charlie, thank you for your call. We got one more caller. We'll be right back.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They got to be tired, the Rebs. They got to be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Kirk, we got one last caller here. We got John in Tennessee. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Morning, John. Good morning, Kirk. let me see how to phrase this. You know, I'm hearing people in the last 3 or 4 days. Don't buy it with American dollars. Buy it in rubles. It's cheaper. Not taking into consideration the exchange rate. An ounce of gold, guys, is an ounce of gold. It has a fixed intrinsic value. It doesn't matter what if you pay for it in dollars or 10 million pesos or whatever it would amount to. That does not matter. Because if I buy it, say, for 1,000 rubles, but it takes me $2,000 to exchange my dollars to rubles, where's the savings in using the rubles? There is none. You know, and here we are. I understand the idea, but from the onset of the Federal Reserve, the system was designed to fail.
Right.
It was a fiat currency based on nothing, literally faith and value of the United States. So we know where that's headed, where that's going, where that's been, the faith and value of the United States is in the toilet and getting ready to be flushed. So that we had no value. These money makers, money masters, money magicians created something that was worthless the day they printed. They put an implied value on it. And we're trying to preserve something that is worthless. Because your balance goes up in the bank, the purchasing power drops. So the 100,000 you have in the bank doesn't have 100,000 purchasing ability. So we're trying to something that has no value. How asinine is that? And I'll hear your comment.
It's the craziest thing that's ever been created. I mean, if the average person understood, you know, how the Fed worked and how it was created. And I tell you, the book that Griffin wrote, you know, The Creature from Jekyll Island, is absolute must reading for every person in America. If you have not read that book, you need to get that book. I don't know if a Kindle edition is available. I know you can buy it direct from Ed Griffin's website. But you need to get that book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. I think there's been 5 or 6 updates in the last 20 years. Phenomenal book, not only about the money supply and the Fed, but also about history and how we got to where we are at this point. If the average person understood that book, there would be a revolt in this country like you've never seen, because we've been ripped off. I mean, and continue to be ripped off. And it results not only in loss of money supply, it's the mechanism that's behind all of the evil that we see, I think, right now. Because without that mechanism,
they're stealing your life, literally.
That's right.
They're calling it income. And then I've got one more after you, please.
Well, I've sat across the interview table from at least 20 to 30 attorneys, all of which had 7 years education past high school, and they all thought the Federal Reserve was part of the federal government, every one of them.
It's about as federal as Federal Expresses. You know, your bankers don't even realize it. I've educated bank managers I taught economics.
Yep, you're right.
No, they don't know.
They don't.
So,
we're out of time.
Guys.
John, thank you.
Don't try to keep something with no value. It's pointless.
Kirk, thank you. Have you back next Thursday. Copy our break load, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.